It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out-of-pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
When you sign up for BP Me Rewards, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of gas every time at BP or Amoco stations. That means more savings and more whatever you'd like to use your savings on. So treat yourself. It's on us. Visit bp.com/save to learn more.
Welcome to Sonia's podcast. So y'all know, with Congress and the abortion thing, you know, it's really ridiculous how they want to tell us what to do with our bodies. But someone sent me a story from a young lady who actually felt like at this time in her life, an abortion was the best thing for her. So she said, "The abortion I got at 25 radically changed my life. I was 25, my legs spread eagle, feet in stirrups at my annual gynecological appointment. The doctor congratulated me. I was, by her estimation, about 11 weeks alone. That's how I found out I was pregnant. At the time, I was casually dating, sleeping with a bartender just 2 blocks away from my apartment in the East Village. Looking back, sleeping with him was more about the geographical convenience than anything else. He wasn't the type of guy I would have ever dated seriously. And not just because his favorite book was the Da Vinci Code, simply because it was the only book he ever read. But to quote Russian Doll, nobody chooses him. He's the hole where a choice should be. But there are pros to sleeping with a bartender, and one of those major pros, especially when you're 25 and broke, is free drinks. I was on hormonal birth control pill at the time. I've been taking it since I first started having sex in college. Although, and it takes me time to really come clean about this and take responsibility for my own fuck up, I did not take the pill as recommended. I have been in New York City for almost a full year, and my party days was in full swing. It's hard to stay on top of your birth control even when your life is predictable, and much less so when you're staying out until all hours of the night. It's also hard to prioritize it when you still have the naive mindset that an unwanted pregnancy would never happen to you. It's not because I thought I was special or somehow superior to the outcome. It was just that I couldn't conceive it being something I have to face. And when things seem impossible, you cling to the notion that they simply can't happen. But lo and behold, despite my lifestyle of drinking, smoking, and occasional drug use at the time, a fetus decided to join the party. Even after the doctor told me I was pregnant, I bought 4 pregnancy tests, all different brands, on the way home. Every single one was positive. It made no sense. I've been walking around pregnant for 11 weeks and had no idea. The only sign I didn't realize was pregnancy related until after the fact was the excruciating pain in my breast. I chalked that up as to severe PMS, but that wasn't it. Nothing else has changed. The choice to terminate the pregnancy was easy, so easy, in fact, that I put more effort into deciding which socks to wear each day. I flirt with what if, as I'm assuming most people in the same situation do. But I always come back to the same conclusion, abortion. I was privileged enough to live in a blue state that values bodily women's right to make choices for her own reproductive system. So getting an abortion was as simple as deciding to do it. For far too long, I took for granted how easy it was for me to get my abortion. Today, we are officially living in a time where constitutionally protect abortion rights no longer mere hang in the balance. They are gone with the Supreme Court decision to overturn the 1973 landmark Roe versus Wade case on June 24, 2022. Came the solution of constitutionally protected reproduction rights for all children bearing people in the U.S. Now it's up to the individual state to decide the legality of abortion, and things to trigger laws decided to go into effect immediately after Roe versus Wade was overturned. Some states had already banned abortion with little to no exceptions, with others to follow suit. It expected that other states will put harsh restrictions into effort, according to the New York Times. To say I'm heartbroken and disgusted is an understatement. I'm actually yet to find the words that express how I'm feeling. And honestly, I don't know if I ever will. How does someone describe what it feels like to have a handful of people decide what you can and cannot do with your own body? Especially when the majority of Americans believe abortion should be legal in all of our most cases. This isn't the first time I've been appalled by legislation surrounding abortion since I had my own. When Texas enacted Senate Bill in September 2021, which prohibit abortions beyond about 6 weeks of pregnancy and sometimes even earlier, chills shot through my spine. As someone who didn't know she was pregnant until she was whooping 11 weeks along, they're pregnant until around 5 to 6 weeks. I thought about how if I was 25 and living in Texas, I had to go a destination state where abortion can be provided later than 6 weeks to terminate my pregnancy. The closest destination states to Texas are New Mexico and Colorado, both of which are roughly a few hundred miles away. That's one hell of a hike when you're making $30,000 a year. When I was 25, when the person who impregnates you is the hole where the choice should be. When there's the financial burden of gas, possibly renting a car, having to spend a night or two in a motel, of course, the stress of it all. That's not about protecting the sanity of life, as the anti-choice advocates like to call it. It's a war on people with uterus to take away one choice, to leave them with no option, no way out. That's not pro-life, it's anti-life. It's the murderer of someone's life as they knew it, of futures, of dreams, of the happiness that comes with having a child when someone is ready to be a parent. In the murder of freedom, it is not quick death either. It's a slow, torturous one, not just for the vessel, as they seem to be what us uterus having people are now called, but also for the unwanted baby. It's the death of the human spirit. If I didn't have the option to abort, I would have moved back to my parents' house. The guy in the question, I imagine, would be long gone by now. I probably would have gotten a job at the one bagel place in town because it was close to my parents' house. I was so new to New York when I got pregnant, I would have missed out on many amazing friendships, great love affairs, career opportunities, and endless experience that shaped who I am, how I believe, and what I wanted to do next in this life of mine. I don't know if while sitting at mom's and dad pregnant against my will, I would have cried as often as I probably should have, because I never truly knew exactly what I missed out on, which probably would have been for the best. When it was time to give birth, I'd be faithful with keeping the baby or putting it up for adoption. I never knew for sure what I would have chose, but I leaned towards thinking I would have given the baby to a family who couldn't have a child of their own. And I wouldn't move back to New York City and try again. I never had much of a maternal instinct for anything that isn't covered in fur as four legs anyway. I do know, however, my life would not be the one I have today, not even close. I got my abortion on Saturday morning in March 2005. I was dead set against keeping that fetus and went into the clinic on East 23rd Street with zero doubts, completely hesitant free, and walked out without a single regret. I was crampy. I bled heavily for a couple of days and had an insatiable craving for disco fries that I ate every day for a week. Abortion isn't a dirty word. Abortion is a health care. Abortion is a human right. I went back to my job, the one I quit shortly thereafter, to start pursuing writing. I got a puppy. We moved into our own apartment just a year later in Lower East Side. I have a passport that's been stamped in 46 countries. I know what it feels like to hold success in my hand and the bittersweet ache of losing something you love more than you love yourself. I've foolishly taken the type of physical and emotional risk that everyone should, since we only live this life once. I live an unabashedly observed, sometimes over-the-top life. She says, I'm a Libra. I like my drama. regrets none of it. And that's just a fraction of what my abortion has given me. My abortion feels like it happened to someone else, a character in a novel that has yet to be finished far too long. I took for granted how easy it was for me to get my abortion. The decision was easy, the procedure was easy, and I had the support of my friends and family. Because of this, I only think about it when the topic of the right to choose comes up. But since the Supreme Court latest ruling, that's been every damn day and several times a day. More than anything, I think about how fortunate I was to live in a state where abortion is likely to remain protected, and about the thousands upon thousands of women whose lives are going to be destroyed by this ruling. I can't stop thinking about all the women who, due to their state's laws and their economic situation, won't be able to get to another state to terminate their pregnancies and will have their future chosen for them. I think about all the women who may try to have an abortion on their own to get an illegal abortion, putting their health and lives at risk as a result. I think of women who will face violence from partners who will be less likely to leave without reproduction. Studies show that homicide is the leading cause of death among pregnant women. Between 6 to 22% of women seeking abortion report being in an abusive relationship. I think about the 10-year-old rape victim, said that out loud, the 10-year-old rape victim who recently made headlines after being ineligible for an abortion in her state of Ohio and was forced to travel to Indiana to get the care she needed. Had she not been able to get to another state, she would have been forced to carry her rapist fetus to term or before even finishing elementary school. The Supreme Court had made it clear with its decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, ignoring the consequences I listed above, along with many more, and that isn't really about protecting an unborn fetus. It's about controlling people, controlling women. This isn't the first time I've written about my abortion, nor will be the last time. I write about it until my fingers bleed, so as to constantly put a face to it. Abortion isn't a dirty word. Abortion is healthcare. Abortion is human right. These are facts. Anyone who say otherwise, IMO, is wrong. Absolutely, positive, without a doubt, wrong. That was a young lady's story. Thank you to the supporter that sent me that story. I agree. It's not about human rights. It's about controlling women. I said that when I did the abortion podcast. I really feel that way. It's about controlling us to tell us what we can and cannot do. It's about telling us, you know, just having power over us. Because I always believe that's something that men actually want. They want the power over women. They want to tell us when we can, what we can do, how we can do it. But I always said that, you know, and I'm not with having abortions, but I'm not also against a person in any circumstances that need an abortion. That's their choice, that's their decision. But that's how I feel about it. I'd like to thank you again for listening to my podcast. Please give it a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio. We have a sister podcast that please share. Please follow me at son.ia9795, Instagram, Sunny Santiago, Twitter, Sunny Santiago, Facebook, Sunny Santiago, YouTube, Sunny Santiago, Pinterest. Go to my website, http://podcasters.wordpress.com. Use promo www.wavialo. Oh, use promo code Sonya WW Instacom 156. If you like to buy me coffee, you can buy me coffee. Please listen to my Sun Sounds album on Apple, Spotify. Listen to music and follow sounds. Thank you and have a great night.